This is David, and I'm talking again with Carl Simmons and John Blanford about the KDE Developers Gathering in Bellingham and the KDE Plasma Active Desktop. I'm talking with two gentlemen here today for Hacker Public Radio about KDE. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Well, I'm John Blanford.
My name is Carl Simmons.
And what's going on these days with KDE, and what news do you have to tell us?
Well, I think the main thing here is that we're speaking to you, John and I are speaking to you from Bellingham, Washington, which is the location of Linux Fest Northwest, which is coming up the last weekend in April, April 28th and 29th. And one of the sub-events to Linux Fest Northwest is a regional meeting of the KDE community in the United States. And there have been in the past national KDE meetings for the United States, and including also North America, that is Canada and Mexico. But the presence for KDE and the number of people who participate is certainly far less than it is in Europe. So in Europe, and actually the rest of the world, there's an annual meeting, an annual KDE meeting called Academy that is being held this year in Tallinn, Estonia, which is about 10 days of intensive open desktop and things around the user interface. That's going to be held from the 30th of June to the 6th of July. Well, I'm on the organizing committee for that, even though I'm sitting here clear on the other side of the United States from that meeting. And so we decided we would have a regional meeting of KDE, regional to Northwest United States, to attract and have a meeting place for users and developers and businesses that use KDE. So for those people that don't know about KDE, it started 15 years ago, last October, and it was developed by a guy who thought that it would be good to have a common interface for all these Unix programs. And so he came up with this thing called the Cool Desktop Environment that now has been turned into KDE. And I'm not going to go into all the details of what the KDE community is about, but pretty much the main thing that people see is the workspace, and it's called a Plasma workspace, and this is what KDE users see when they interact with their program, with their computer. And so the meeting that will be held with Linux Fest Northwest is drawing attention to some high profile applications, and there will also be a presentation about the latest operating system for mobile devices and tablets that has just been in the last year has been introduced. I'm going to say a little bit more about that in a minute, but what we're trying to do is bring in applications like OwnCloud, which came out of the KDE community, and Krita, which is an outstanding digital graphics application that really operates like artists would use. So you can choose a particular kind of brush and a medium and then paint with your computer as if you were a real artist. So there will be presentations that directly affect or involve KDE. And we will also reach out into the northwestern part of the United States to bring people from KDE in and continue to build this sense of community, sense of people working together. Every time I read the KDE mission or the code of conduct, I just am so proud to be part of this thing, because these are people who work together, they respect each other, it's a meritocracy, but they also are innovative, unbelievably innovative. I think the biggest news, Dave, that will come out of KDE in like around this time is that there is a new operating system, truly open, openly developed, called Plasma Active. And this is an operating system that runs on tablets. So I'm looking, for instance, right now at a 10-inch tablet that's running the KDE user interface, and it's been designed so that it's designed so that it fits with people's lives. It's not just a bucket to hold a whole bunch of apps. It moves and changes the way it operates depending on how you want it to do that. So if you're in school, you can have a particular kind of tablet. If then you move to your office, you can change the entire format of the operating system so it fits with what you're doing at the office. The news is that a company that John and I are involved with has been named the United States distributor of that tablet. And if you've been following Slashdot or any of the news about the tablet, this is a really big deal. And what makes it a big deal is that the leadership, including ourselves, are committed to developing a tablet operating system that's open, that people can contribute to, that if somebody wants to privately brand it, they can. Unlike the other tablet operating systems that are out there that are that kind of locked down and you have to do what the company says that you bought it from, this is really an open source project, and so I'm really proud to be part of it and looking forward to what a community of open source people can produce with it.
Yeah, I think from my perspective, that's probably the most exciting thing about Plasma Active and the idea of having a truly open platform like that. Most of these systems, they're very locked down. There's no alternative to the particular hardware. So the operating system and the hardware are sort of locked together. And you buy it and you have it and, very few people are going to upgrade it and change it. But this gives you a really open platform that you can create your own versions of the OS and the user interface and customize it to whatever use you want.
Yeah, so a little bit more about that, David. People can go to plasma-active.org to get more information. The company that's has pulled all this together is called makeplaylive.com. And there's more specifications and the like there. And then, of course, people can go to kde.org and get more information about any of these things that we've been talking about.
Well, this sounds like a real cool event. And who is invited to the event or can attend?
Anybody can attend. It is truly part of Linux Fest Northwest. The idea is that we want to provide an opportunity for people who are part of the KDE community or who would like to be part of it, who want to be involved with development. They can come and be part of what KDE is doing, which is, in my view, is some of the most exciting stuff that's happening in technology right now.
Right. So this event will be essentially co-located with Linux Fest Northwest. So it'll be sort of mixed in with Linux Fest Northwest. We'll have the opportunity for KDE people to meet together, and there'll be KDE-oriented presentations as part of the fest. So it is part of the Open Fest.
Okay, that sounds real good. I have a question or two about the tablet and the tablet operating system. And I myself, I use an Android phone, and I know a lot of people use the iPad and these type of things, and they do seem sort of locked down. And one thing that I find missing is having that sort of office-type applications and this, and then being able to customize. Is this Plasma Active then going to be, there's going to be office applications and this available for it?
Yes. One of the families of applications that KDE develops is called Caligra, Calligra. Well, the Caligra team has been developing the interface for the Caligra suite, which includes a word processor, spreadsheet, presentation software, drawing software. It's a complete office suite. They have been developing that so that it works well with touch. The thing about a tablet is that it's the interface is touch. You touch it and move around and magnify things and shrink them. And so you can't, it's difficult to take an ordinary office suite and just, you know, launch it on a tablet. You certainly can do it, but you know, your finger is an awfully big mouse pointer. So it helps to have big buttons and to have only those things that you really need in the suite. The other thing that's very important to understanding about this world of mobile devices and tablets is that they're primarily consumption devices. You would not want to sit down with the tablet if you didn't have an external keyboard. You wouldn't want to sit down and type a dissertation on it. But to make presentations or to read papers or to do calendaring or any of those sort of office kinds of things, it's a perfect environment. I should also mention that there is an extensive calendaring, personal information management aspect to KDE that also has been refocused to a touch environment, and that already is available. Even though this thing has only been out and really in early form for about 6 months, I'm going to say, it already is perfectly usable for office kinds of things.
Yeah, I think my understanding of it, I'm not a KDE developer, I'm just a longtime KDE user, but from what I understand, any KDE program will run in Plasma Active. You know, it'll be okay, but not all programs yet have been optimized to work well in the tablet environment. But the exciting thing is that you've got a bunch of existing applications. We don't have to start from scratch and create brand new applications necessarily. We can just take the existing KDE applications and work on optimizing them for this new platform for the touch environment. So,
I want to say one other thing that's pretty exciting, Dave, that in the early days, like going back, there was some controversy because KDE used the Qt environment for widgets and the like, and there was some controversy about how exactly open that was and the like. So over time, that has been resolved. Qt is perfectly open. It's a great user interface set of tools, and so we get a lot of support from companies that use Qt. Well, the official group in Northwest Washington, the user group and the developer group for Qt, is also going to be at Linux Fest Northwest. And I can't promise right now, but I believe strongly that we will have some Raspberry PIs, the new Raspberry PI, available for people to code Qt on, and if we can get them, we'll be giving them away at the world famous Linux Fest Northwest raffle. So there'll be a strong Qt presence as well.
Well, that sounds really exciting, and I have another question though about this tablet architecture. And since I have you guys on and we are talking on Hacker Public Radio, if there was an application someone desired to have developed for this tablet architecture, then is there sufficient developers available for, say, a large corporation or company, say they want to take inventory or use for their sales force this type of a device? Is there developers available for getting that kind of thing going and doing new and innovative things?
Yes. We are already talking with this is... This is one of the things that John and I see as a huge opportunity for being the U.S. distributors for this device. We are already talking with a fairly large, and actually one of the largest corporations in the world that is prominent in the medical field. I'm not going to say who they are because I don't have approval to do that right now. But I demonstrated a medical application that uses a Qt-based interface that allows for monitoring and dosages and all those sorts of things. And So they're interested, and you know, we will continue to pursue that conversation. But the fact is that they could take everything that's been developed, they could use the tablet, they could even come up with their own tablet and use the operating system and the interface and the user experience parts of the interface to develop completely their own privately branded device, operating system, look and feel, put their own logos on it. They could do anything with it that they wanted because it's open source. And what we want to do, everybody who's involved in the project, is encourage those kinds of companies to come on in, tell what they want, and if they don't have the developers in-house, then yes, there's quite a number of people available who do QT development, who do you know, some of the more complex development. And plus with QT, there's some very simple things that can be done without hardly knowing how to program at all. So this is a way that we can expose the developers who've been working in KDE and who have the skill set to do these kinds of projects. I expect that there will be some fairly significant companies that come out of the possibility that this tablet represents.
So on a technical level, there's like two development environments for it. One is QT and C++. So that's sort of the base environment that you do more complex programming in. And certainly C++ is a widely understood language and widely used language. QT is probably a little less compared to some other things, but it's certainly very well reviewed amongst programmers is for very good design for that. The other technical environment is something called QT Quick, which is more of a quick application environment, development environment, where you take components that are created in QT and then sort of animate them using a scripting language to create simple applications that way too. So that's environment that I think has a lot of promise for doing business specific applications.
You know, Dave, there's another scoop that I want to tell you about, and I don't want to get too far off in the weeds about this, but the underlying Linux distribution that this runs is actually an extension of the MeeGo project that Intel and Nokia worked on for quite a long time. So some of the lead developers from MeeGo continued that project and continue to refine it, and they've developed build services and some other utilities to provide the underlying really thin mobile optimized operating system for tablets. But it's not just tablets, because the same operating system is running on smartphones. Some of the high-end Nokia smartphones is running this operating system. People have actually, if they've taken devices like perhaps you have, and they will, instead of running Android, they'll install this complete operating system on. So there's quite a number of people who have done that.
So that's called MERS?
MER project.org. Really great people. I mean, they're really good technicians, but they're also committed to open source. So it's MeeGo became, the guys from MeeGo continued with MER, M-E-R. Their website is merproject.org. They're going great guns.
So the stack here is like, you know, MER is the underlying Linux that's running on there, and then Plasma Active is essentially the desktop and the environment, development environment for the tablet.
Yes, and then in addition to that, John, there's another... I would call it the user experience is called Contour, that was developed by a German company called Basus.com, BASYSKOM.com, and they are lovely at design and thinking about how to use a device from the perspective of the user, and so it's really everything's been openly developed, it's open source. And we just want a whole bunch of people to join in the fun and do something with mobile operating systems such as was done with Linux itself.
And come to the KDE meeting at Linux Fest Northwest to learn more, I guess, is where we're headed.
Well, and that's going to be on the 28th and 29th of April in 2012 also then.
Yes,
that's right.
Correct?
Yes.
And I just have to ask this, and you guys seem very plugged into the open source and software community in that. So you are saying that this operating system and platform is actually going to be revolutionary, and you expect something really big to happen with it. Is that correct?
Well, I'm giving to hyperbole. But go ahead, John.
Well, I think so. I think there's a real power to openness. And, you know, there's a lot of creativity in our community, in the open source community. And, you know, there are open source projects that run on, you know, things like Android or, you know, or iOS or what have you. But it's not quite the same thing as having a fully open stack from the hardware to the operating system to the desktop environment to the applications. It's all open. The hardware is produced, you know, to particular specifications, but all the specs on it are all open. So it's an open stack from top to bottom. And I think that is revolutionary. And, you know, there's so many things that people can think to do with that type of freedom.
This is David again. At this point of the interview, the server crashed and we had enough information. So I'll just say that's a wrap. Thank you to Carl and John for sharing about KDE and the KDE gathering. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.